Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
Whoa. Announcement real quick. We've gotten numerous emails from listeners that say the sound quality hasn't been good the past couple of weeks. Now, I'm not an engineer, and neither is Sandy, even though he runs a big switchboard over there and shit, with transformers and cogs and who's its and what you calls its, but here's what my advice to everybody is, MiracleEar.com. Okay. Check them out. Maybe get yourself a pair and see what you can do.
Okay.
If not, have somebody with good hearing transcribe the entire show
the information for you.
Okay,
yes.
So I'm sorry about that.
You know, it's what? Great to be able to crap all over our listeners.
I love it. I love our listeners.
They love
though.
Us.
Loyal
yes.
for 6 years. Yes. This is show 320.
Sick people.
And
which is
our highest
number
show
yet.
Yet.
Yes.
Listen, 320 is phenomenal. We've been doing this together. I love you to
right.
death, Sandy.
Right. And we have never missed a show. Well, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah,
damn
yeah,
word.
You'll jinx it.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
I'm out in the parking lot of Mount Gunmore. Cars pull up. They're like, Anthony, I'm listening to the show in my car now. I'm leaving here at night. Is that Winston?
Oh, crap. I forgot to tell you. I was in Charleston over the weekend, right? And I'm wearing the Gun for Hire Radio t-shirt, right? This guy comes up to me. He goes, man, you listen to that? And I said, no, not if I can help it. So he's like, that voice sounds familiar. And I'm like, where are you from? And he said, I'm from here, from Charleston. I said, you listen to Gun for Hire Radio? Yeah, he goes, ask
great?
Anthony when he's going to open a range in Charleston. I
oh,
said,
yeah.
the 2 days after he loses his mind, I said he's going
to yeah.
do that.
When Mount Gunmore is done, I would love to entertain franchising Gun for Hire in about 14 major markets, and that's something we can do. So for you people with your miracle ears, if you're listening to what I'm saying. But it happens all the time. I was in a seafood restaurant last night, and of course somebody spotted me, and they come over and they start quoting stuff from the radio show. It gets creepy when some of your listeners quote shit that we said 5.5 years ago.
Yeah, that we don't remember.
I don't even remember. But I think it's cool, and our voice is going to be needed because I'm segueing right into now that
we're in
a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Come November, anyone but Murphy, you've heard Scott Bach talk about it. I just readied up another Gun for Hire Horses Ass Award for Gun for Hire Radio. But the last poll that was just done, Monmouth University just did a poll, and Kim Godano is behind by 27 points from Phil Murphy right now.
Oh, man.
And Phil Murphy spent $20 million to buy the Democratic nomination in New Jersey. And if anybody follows Michael Patrick Carroll on Facebook, you'll see that New Jersey is ranked dead last as patriotic state, dead last as business-friendly state,
yep.
dead last at worst state to retire in, number one state people moving out to go to other free states.
Yeah, it's the only where it gets number
yes,
one.
We're number one on that one. But this poll, in the Save Jersey blog, Matt Rooney, he says that it's still too early to follow a poll like this because, you know, there's a lot of campaigning to do and there's a lot of strategy, but I'm going to go over right now. I'm going to tell you why Murphy is killing me and going to kill all of us because this is on his website, and Scott Bach read some of this off, and this is why I'm reserving the Horse's Ass Award for him. But guys and girls, we're in big trouble, all right? And this is on Murphy's site. He goes, unlike Chris Christie, I won't pander to special interests like the NRA. Gun violence is a public health crisis, and we must pursue smart, sensible solutions, okay? And he put down more than 33,000 people died in gun-related deaths. In 2015, New Jersey saw a 4% increase in homicides.
All right, let's take this one at a time.
Go ahead.
30,000 people die in gun deaths.
Yes.
That sounds bad, right?
Of course.
Until you consider that 33,000 people died from slips and falls last year.
Correct. And out of that 33,000, Almost half is suicides, by the way. And then if you take gang violence,
which is the majority of that,
you end up with a couple of hundred.
Right.
We saw a 4% increase in homicides. The vast majority of these violent crimes were involving a firearm.
Newark and Camden and Patterson, Jersey City, all the Democrat strongholds in New Jersey.
Correct. And most tragically, dozens of people were killed last year in accidental gun deaths, okay, in which the shooter was 5 years old or younger. Obviously, that's a problem, and we know that. But what he's doing is he's springboarding that to advocate smart gun technology that would prevent it, he says.
Yeah, in his dream, would prevent it. We know for a fact that the only people, other than people getting rich, maybe he's got some money invested in that, and NJIT that's really promoting the smart gun technology, because nobody else really thinks it's going to work.
I got more coming I want to talk about.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at LipstickBodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the GunForHireRadio.com homepage.
No rules. No apologies. No holding back. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com and their military division Weapons Guard is on 831 New Jersey Route 10 East in Whippany, New Jersey, under the Pancake House in the Eye Doctor. Gunsitters.com. If you're moving, you're selling your house, you're transporting firearms for a few weeks, you're going through a divorce, other domestic issues in the house, have problem children or stepchildren, and you want to secure your firearms safely to prevent the prosecutor from seizing them, Gunsitters.com. If you're in the military and you're being transferred or deployed, Gunsitters Military Division will store your stuff for free, okay, as a public service. So Gunsitters.com. So, Sandy, the next thing Murphy talks about is the gun violence epidemic is nothing short of a public health crisis, and yet Christie continues to stand in the way of sensible reforms. He has vetoed bills that had universal support from New Jerseyans. Bullshit.
Yeah.
These bipartisan measures would have kept guns out of the hands of gang members. Yeah, really.
Of course they would.
And individuals convicted of making terroristic threats, restricted the size of gun magazines, and prohibited the sales of 50 caliber rifle, a gun that was never used in a crime in New Jersey ever, okay? Governor Christie even vetoed a bill that would have required gun retailers to carry at least one personalized smart gun. We know why, because then that triggers it where we can only sell smart guns in the state of New Jersey, because the Dems would and Loretta Weinberg would not compromise on that. You had something to say, Sandy? I'm sorry.
No, I just, you know, it's kind of interesting because, I had a friend years ago once say that if you ever want to shut a bullshit artist down, all you have to ask is one question. Really? How?
Mm-hmm.
So if the smart gun would stop all this violence, if his, quote, common sense gun laws would stop gang members from getting firearms, just tell me how.
He says New Jersey has weak gun safety regulations.
Oh, good God. So we're the worst. We're the second worst in the country.
He says a truly comprehensive answer to reducing gun violence must come from the federal government, yet that is not an excuse for inaction.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
When Murphy is governor, New Jersey will be a national role model and will fight this fight. Phil believes that sensible regulations can prevent gun violence while still preserving the Second Amendment rights for
they
all.
Love to shove that stuff down your throat. And what's interesting is the gun violence, and I'm using air quotes here, happen in very small pockets in the state of New Jersey. Where you live and where I live, I don't have gun violence going off in my neighborhood. So what does the gun have to do with it?
So let me read you a few bullet points. You ready? He will sign common sense legislation that Christie vetoed. Murphy will start by signing every piece of gun violence prevention legislation. That was 84 bills be signed. He will mandate gun safety training. So it will be the first constitutional right that will require mandatory safety training.
Good for your business, but
okay? Yeah, but not good for the country, not good for the world, okay?
No.
You know, we talked about this before. I'm okay with safety training if you're going to carry a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But to possess a gun, Scott Bach has talked about this too. Your uncle dies and leaves you a gun. You have to take a safety class.
Right. Or forfeit it.
It's bullshit. Or forfeit it, correct. He was going to promote smart gun technology. He's going to keep guns out of the hands of those suffering with mental illness. First, we have to address mental illness.
Right.
And we have to address how to handle it before you're going to take everybody's guns. This is my
favorite.
We have
to also answer what the definition of mental illness is.
Correct. And you would know better because you're mental.
That's true.
He wants to tax gun sales to prevent violence. I always love that one. Charge us more money, the law-abiding citizens, and somehow it's going to prevent
violence. Ever meet a Democrat whose solution wasn't tax?
Correct.
A progressive who was more regulation, bigger government, and more tax. That's their solution to everything.
Strengthen regulations on gun transfers. Phil Murphy would make it a crime to sell guns without conducting a mandatory background check and would require individuals to register their firearms kept in a state. So
registration.
Yeah, and then confiscation.
Right.
He will work with neighboring states to promote gun violence prevention. An estimated 80% of guns and crimes in New Jersey come from out of state. As governor, Phil Murphy will engage partners in neighboring states to find common ground on gun violence prevention efforts. What a bunch of bullshit. Okay?
It is just you know what's interesting is, and I don't know why, but it's so wrong that they think all of New Jersey is anti-gun. You've got a million gun owners in the state, but like we talk about, they're not going to wake up. Most of them are imbeciles. And if you're listening and offended, good. I'm speaking to you.
Good.
Because,
but unfortunately, our listeners are not the imbeciles.
No, that's right. That's
unfortunate.
That's unfortunate.
We want listeners who are imbeciles.
That's right. We do want the imbecile. If you know imbeciles, please get them to listen to the show.
Yes.
Because we have something
to
common.
Let your friends listen to the first two segments of show 320. Seriously, let your friends listen to the show.
Right.
The first two segments at least.
Right.
Go ahead, Sandy. I cut you off.
No, that's the point. It's just that, what do you call them? FUDs. But it's very true. You speak to gun owners in this state, and A, they won't get off their behinds to do anything about this, And B, they don't think it's a problem. They don't think it's ever going to affect them.
Until they read this shit. Right. He will also direct the Attorney General to vigorously defend our gun laws. Governor Christie has allowed the AG's office to relax enforcement of our gun safety laws. One word. Okay? Including laws that prohibit illegally transporting guns into New Jersey from out of state. As Governor Phil Murphy will direct the Attorney General to vigorously defend and enforce our gun laws rather than act as an agent of the NRA. Not one of Christie's AGs or acting AGs ever acted.
No, the leniency when you're prosecuting people who mistakenly made a left-hand turn.
Guys and girls, if you're listening to this, you need to share this show with people. Go show 320. Anyone but Phil Murphy. Kim Gaudino is 27 points down right now. She's going to need your help. The NRA has five people working the state now with their NRA front lines. They're everywhere. They're at gun sitters. They're going to be at RTSP. They're going to be here July 22nd with information, activist stuff, voter registration, anything that we can do to activate the troops. You know, my friend Ed Hildebrand that comes here all the time, he says we should step away from the gun issue and make it a tax issue. Yeah, you know, Phil Murphy is going to tax us into what? We're going to look like Cuba when it's done. We're going to look like Venezuela. We're going to be eating garbage.
Right.
There's not going to be anybody left. He wants to raise taxes. This is a Goldman Sachs guy, carpetbagger from Massachusetts that's worth $600 million that wants to buy the election to become a governor.
Right.
He donated so much money to Obama that Obama gave him the ambassadorship to Germany when he was president.
Right.
Okay? This guy just wants the title, just like John Corzine did. And as soon as he gets in, he's going to hook up all his buddies.
That's right.
Everybody's going to get appointments and, cook, you know, cush jobs and stuff like that. And
guess
what?
It's always been about that. It's always been about that. Follow the money. This is a big money banker progressive who all you have to do is look at the progressive history. The history of the Progressive Party, it is this bastardization. It is everything that they say that they are against, which is this weird amalgam of business corruption with government corruption melded together and produces a progressive child. And it's been like that right from the beginning.
1984.
From Teddy friggin' Roosevelt on.
Now available in nonfiction.
Nonfiction, that's right.
Now, let me ask you something. How would Phil Murphy handle this? 157 people were arrested in Newark. Guns, drugs seized in a Newark week-long sweep. In a week, they arrested 157 people. They got 475 decks of heroin, 264 vials of cocaine, 138 bags of marijuana, 19 containers of pills, and 14 guns, okay? All of these drug busts. How do any
And only
of these,
14 guns?
Yes. But how does this proposal, how do all of his proposals, how does it help this? How does it help us? All it does is clamp down harder on the law-abiding citizen, makes it where more and more people want to move out of the state, and all you're going to have left is the takers and not the makers, hence it will look like Cuba or Venezuela. No manufacturers want to open in this state.
That's right. Who does? Who wants to run a small business? We're both small business people in this state. The regulations are oppressive with this state. It's so hard to make any kind of inroad. And now all we need is a $15 an hour minimum wage, and most of us will be gone.
You know, it's coming. So I say anyone but Phil Murphy, but now we know Kim Gaudino is the one, and she's a moderate, and she's a Republican, and that's what Christie was. So she stands a chance. She separated herself so much against Christie. She does stand a chance against Phil Murphy. The problem is Phil Murphy's going to be, you know, free shit over freedom.
Yeah, right.
Promising and free stuff to everybody.
And in this state, free shit always wins.
But where's he going to get the money for it? If people have to ask that question. Yeah. Where's the money coming from?
It's just going to come from us.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home.
As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
This segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, libertyofficesuites.com. Two locations, one on Changebridge Road in Montville, one on New Road in Parsippany. Ron Sousa and Annette have not set a date yet, to my knowledge.
Still?
Nope. I don't understand what's going on.
I don't know.
Ron has like 60 offices that you can rent out, a 70-person meeting room. And for as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional environment. They will do billing, payables, faxing, emailing. He has his 70-person meeting room, has all the electronic gadgetry in there. Check out libertyofficesuites.com. Support those that support us. So, talking about Phil Murphy, for you people out of New Jersey and wonder why you might need we need your help, is Sandy's been saying for 6 years, what happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey. And the Lautenberg Act is the perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. You know, get convicted of domestic violence when you're 18 years old, and you will never own a gun for the next 90 years. And that was Senator Frank Lautenberg, a.k.a. the Crypt Keeper, who died at 114 years old
still in
two
office,
or three
yeah.
years ago.
Still had
well, he was in office for
kill.
6 months after he died.
Yeah, that's true.
And so if you don't believe that, you get a guy like Phil Murphy. He comes in, he starts throwing all this stuff down. New York's going to pick up on it. Massachusetts is going to pick on it. Hawaii's going to pick on it. California. And then you're going to get a few centerline states. And if you don't think so, I'm going to read something to you right now. This is the 10 states with the strictest gun laws. This is the fifth year in a row the Brady campaign has issued a 100-point scorecard ranking all 50 states on the basis of laws that can reduce gun violence, such as background states, checks on all gun sales, permit to purchase requirements, and limiting handgun purchases to one a month, because that lowers crime.
Oh, of course.
Because if you own 30 handguns, but you're only allowed to buy one a month, gun rationing after that, that's going to prevent you from committing a crime.
Because everyone knows 31 is the one that you can
use. They're idiots. The Brady campaign, obviously you all know, is the nation's largest citizens' lobby to prevent gun violence. So here is the top 10 list with the most strictest gun laws. Number 10 is Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania
is 10 out of 50 states.
Oh my god.
Okay, The state legislator has preempted the field of firearms regulation. No county, municipality, or township may in any manner regulate the lawful ownership, possession, or transportation of firearms, ammunition, or ammo components when carried or transported for purposes not permitted by the laws. The right of the citizens to bear arms and defense themselves and the state shall not be infringed in there. But Brady gives them a score of 26.
Okay.
Okay. Illinois is number 9. Now, you would expect Illinois, but who would expect Pennsylvania to be 10?
I would expect Pennsylvania
correct.
To be 10.
So that's what I'm saying. It bleeds over. What happens is you have a lot of people that moved across the Delaware River from 78 and 80.
To get away from the high taxes in New Jersey.
Wait, to get away from the utopia they created that could no longer afford to live in New Jersey.
Right.
Now they moved to Pennsylvania, and they're going to screw that up, too. Napin talks about Massachusetts bleeding into New Hampshire, southern New Hampshire. So number 9 is Illinois. Okay.
Go ahead. And that's great because with their great gun laws, that's why you have no crime at all in Chicago.
Nobody was. Only 100 people were shot 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, that's not a problem at all.
Number 8 is Rhode Island, as expected. Rhode Island has tough gun laws.
Right.
Number 7 is Maryland, as expected.
Yep, absolutely. Maryland, which is why, again, tough gun laws, why Baltimore is the number 1 murder capital of the world.
Correct.
Yeah.
Number 6, Aloha, Hawaii.
Oh, wow. There's a surprise.
Hawaii, that federal judge in Hawaii decided to side with Trump on the travel ban. That the Attorney General of Hawaii keeps hitting the federal judge with different variations of the travel ban, trying to get it breakthrough. Meanwhile, they've taken 4 Muslim migrants the past 6 years in Hawaii. Right. I don't even know why they're in a lawsuit, but the federal judge in the Ninth Circuit struck it down, knowing the Supremes would have overruled him and maybe he would have gotten thrown off the bench. So to the AG in Hawaii, which is number 6 on the Brady score, I'd like to say, no aloha for Allah. Okay? Ha-ha. You lost. Number 5, definitely was on my radar, Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
Governor Malloy, anti-gunner, obviously the Newtown tragedy, everything that happened. Number 4, New York.
No, there's a surprise.
There's no surprise there. Number 3, Massachusetts.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. That's right.
But Pennsylvania was a big shocker to me, Sandy.
It was a big shocker. I didn't expect that to be.
Number 2, New Jersey.
Phil Murphy wants
to get us to 1.
That's he does.
Okay.
He's envious of
California. And number 1 is California.
Wow.
And California wants to exit the union anyway, okay? So they should.
They should, yeah. Make their own world where you can't get a firearm.
So don't tell me what happens in New Jersey stays in New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen, because it's right there. Surrounding us is 5 of those states, but Pennsylvania was a shock to me when I read that.
Right.
But
you're right. It bleeds over.
Correct.
It bleeds over because it was the first place where everybody
went.
They exited.
It's funny. If you read online, you read the forums, you read social media, everyone's like, I'm leaving. I'm going to Pennsylvania.
Right.
Guess what? You better stay here and fight with us because Pennsylvania is going to keep – Murphy's going to bring Jersey from 2-1. We can guarantee that.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And all the people, all the liberals that moved over the border to Pennsylvania, they're going to get PA. PA is going to go down every year. It's going to go to 9, 8, 7, 6.
It has every single year. It has gotten worse and worse and worse. Look at what happened with the AG in Pennsylvania, which is why you can't carry with a Florida permit.
Did she go to prison yet?
No. Why would she go to prison? She's a Democrat.
Damn. What was her name? Kane.
Kane, yeah.
Kathleen Kane.
Kathleen Kane.
So Pennsylvania made 10. Jersey's obviously number 2. So we're going to all need your support. Anyone but Phil Murphy. We know it's got to be Kim Gaudano. She's the running mate for him. I know I'm sounding like a broken record, but guys, this is our defining moment here. This is it. If Phil Murphy wins, we're guaranteed 4 to 8 years of him ransacking. There's nothing left in the state's coffers. I don't know where he's going to borrow it from, but he'll borrow it from somewhere. You guys that come to visit, when you cross over from New York to New Jersey, Port Authority, the toll will be like $80.
Right.
Without a doubt.
And then we're going to follow Illinois soon, which we don't know. You see, because you can't bankrupt a state legally, right?
You can't.
No.
But it's close. It's teetering.
It's gone. I don't understand how 100% of their 100% of their tax revenue is now going to pay for pensions. Now, stop and think of this. I had a conversation with a friend over the weekend about this. All their pension money is invested where? In the stock market.
Correct.
Stock market is at an all-time high right now. what happens if the stock market, if the stock market, if all their pensions are invested in the stock market and the stock market's producing at an all-time high, yet they still need 100% of the tax revenue to go to service the debt of the pensions. What happens when the stock market corrects to, I don't know, 5% or 10% of where it is right now?
100%
100% they need. So that's before cops get paid, or city workers get paid, or water treatment plants get paid, or hospitals get paid. Anybody gets paid. They need 100%. What's the tax revenue? What is the tax burden going to be against the people in Illinois?
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
And now they're talking about, since a state cannot go bankrupt, the federal judge has mandated that 100% of those pensions be paid. They're talking about taking Illinois and splitting it up into different and having other states absorb it. So you want to take some of it? I don't want any of it.
No, but did you notice every inner city that's run by Democrats looks like Venezuela or Cuba?
Yes, absolutely, right.
They're
but
blight
nobody
areas,
gets that.
But Maxine Waters lives in a $6.5 million mansion.
Right.
No, and she doesn't even live in the district that she runs
exactly,
in.
Exactly, right, right.
Okay.
You never see, but, you know, the Republicans is supposed to be the core. And look, I'm not a Republican. So
I'm a libertarian. I had this discussion at dinner last night. I was out with Patty, her two daughters, and her daughter's one of her friends who's a gay kid whose parents are conservative, you know? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, if your parents are true conservative, they don't like you because you're gay. Your parents must be more like libertarians, you know? But, and we had a light discussion, and we came to terms with that. But I'll tell you, we're truly, all of these states that are run by Democrats, they're Ponzi schemes now.
Absolutely.
Molloy raised taxes so much, and this is what Murphy's going to do, so much in Connecticut, all the rich people moved out. Because they can.
Because they can.
They initiated.
That's the point.
Correct.
They don't get it. They just don't get pure economics.
Yep.
The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
And this segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. County Line Firearms NJ, run by Carlos Negron. Sherry Spivak works there part-time from the Saw Group. They're on 393 Route 10 East in East Hanover, across the street from the Best Buy. Support those who support us. Please check out County Line Firearms NJ. He's got a nice selection. He builds all kinds of Glocks and other stuff up there, so I think you might want to like it. You might like it. Now, Roger Garrett from Purely Water has been killing me with emails, and I'll be reading some letters from him later, but Roger will be one of the people displaying at the NJ SafeCon, and Sandy Rita from Geiger Brothers will be there, what makes all kinds of promotional advertising stuff. She's just signed on as a sponsor.
Oh, great. Okay.
So, and SafeCon is going to be Saturday, September 23rd from 10 in the morning till 4 or 5 o'clock in Princeton, and the website is njsafecon.net. And I'm telling you right now, we need more sponsors. We need more contributors. John needs a lot of help. So njsafecon.net. It's amazing. Last year, so busy, power failure and everything. You know, Ed Cabrera and everybody else, they all just jumped in and volunteered and helped with registration and the line. Nobody got paid for that.
Right.
John lost money on SafeCon. You know, he didn't even break even. I can tell you personally.
Yeah.
And we, especially with the election right around the corner, this is September 23rd. It's literally 5 weeks before the election. Anything we can do to mobilize the troops. The state police asked if they could put a booth this year. which is unprecedented, right?
It is unprecedented.
Last year, we got them to speak, which was great, and answer questions.
Right.
And there were some disagreements on what he answered. Knappen disagreed with him and stuff, which I think was really cool. I'd like to get them both on the same stage at the same time.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah,
I'm actually working on that.
Yeah.
But the state police, they approached John this year and said, can we have a booth so we can answer people's questions?
I think in the beginning, they were very standoffish because they didn't know how it was going to react, that everybody was going to trounce on them. But we have, and I don't understand why. I guess maybe even the state police believe the bullshit that that the media portrays us as. We are probably the most polite, gracious group of people that they've ever addressed.
Correct. We have a level of decorum, and empathy and professionalism that the media portrays us differently. Obviously, I think the state police thought when they pulled up, we were going to be in like sniper nests on the roof of the hotel in Parsippany.
Everybody dressed in camo,
you know, and there was kids running around. So anybody who's interested in attending, tickets are available online now. John would love to sell advanced tickets. It gives them some cash flow. Buy some tickets for your friends and family. If you have people that are on the fence and you're not sure if they're going to vote for Kim or Murphy, why don't you buy him some tickets? John's going to be on the show in a week or two. He's going to be talking more about the guest speakers and everything, but buy some tickets. I'm telling you right now, if you have a product or service, you own your own business, your boss has a business, do like Mike Candido from Jay Moore or Dr. Renucci from his dental practice. Be a sponsor.
Right.
You know, you call John, you email John and say, I want to be a sponsor. I don't want to be an exhibitor. John will be like, all right, we'll put an ad on the website. We'll put an ad in the handbook that we give out to everybody. And it's $100, $200. I don't even know. I'm throwing numbers out there. And then when I get up to speak, I'll give all of you a shout out. If you don't, I'm going to knock all of you. Okay? Just so you know. I'm going to trash you all. Just putting it out there.
Just saying.
Okay? Benjamin Franklin, we hang together or we'll hang separately.
That's right.
This is a defining moment for us now, and it's a perfect time to have SafeCon. Cam Edwards is coming again. Bach will be there. Schmutter, Knappen. And listen, all of you people out there, okay, some of the people are coming because it's self-promotion, right? Knappen and Schmutter have law firms and stuff. They're not making any money that day.
No.
Okay, and will Schmutter get one client out of that day? Probably not.
Right.
But he'll be there the whole day.
Right.
And he's going to speak, and he's going to visit the vendors, and he's going to answer questions. No one's getting paid to be at SafeCon.
Right.
John, his wife Rachel, his brother Mike flies in from the Midwest. I mean, I'll be there all day. Corey Vaughn, Josh Shager. I mean, the list goes on. You know, after this SafeCon, we're going to have some of the volunteers on, and we're going to list all the volunteers that contributed to making this successful. But I'm pissed off because we need to have a few thousand people there. So I think all of you listening should buy tickets for friends and family that are on the fence.
Right.
And let them come down and let them see what our community is like outside of a range environment. Mm-hmm. Let them see the quality of the speakers as well as the diversity of the speakers. I don't know if Marty DeVegan is speaking again, but I hope he is.
Yeah, I do.
But, you know, Marty DeVegan, the state police are going to be there. Victims of crime. You know, we have the whole gamut. We have the SAW group is in representation there. And we have, of course, the lawyers.
Right.
And we have the NRA representation where Scott, being an NRA board member, speaking in front of everybody. So, please, NJSafeCon.net. I know I'm beating a dead horse here, but this is a really bad year for us.
This is going to be a very critical year. We're going back to Jim Florio now.
Yeah.
And this is like we always say, it's not going to stay here in New Jersey. Once other state governors who are progressives are emboldened by what New Jersey does, it's going to pass out all over the United States like it always does.
And you know what, on the other hand, what's encouraging? I get an email the other day from Assemblywoman Betty Lo DeCroce's legislative aide.
Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Calandro. Assemblywoman DeCroce requested that I send you the following bill over for you to review. She would like to know your thoughts on the legislation and whether you feel it would be a good bill for her to sponsor or not. The bill link can be found here. And it's a bill to increase the retired police from 75 to 80 and redefine what retired police are. Arson, investigators, prosecutors, assistant prosecutors, assistant attorney generals and stuff. we're at a defining point now where, you know, she was on the show. We have legislators sending me a bill
right.
and asking me my input. Do you know how encouraging that is?
It's very encouraging, I went because they never listened in the past.
Correct. Right. But now, on the other hand, I got to worry about Phil Murphy on our heels, knocking us down and bringing us back into the Stone Age.
Right.
All right? So for us to have legislators that are already elected in office asking me my opinion on a bill. I mean, Scott gets these all the time.
Right.
All right. I mean, because he's, you know, he's the executive director of ANJRPC, a board member of the NRA. So, he gets these from moderates and he gets these from pro-gun people, very rarely, obviously, from an anti. Now, Betty Lou is a pro-gun assemblywoman, but this is the first time Gun for Hire Radio ever got one.
Yeah, exactly.
For input.
Right.
So we have a lot of pull, and it's growing in this state, and we can't have somebody like Phil Murphy come in and knock the shit out of us.
Right.
So NJSafeCon.net, I can't say it enough. We need people involved. Go online now and buy the tickets, and buy tickets for your friends and family. They're only a few bucks each. And
even if you buy tickets for those people that we talk about all the time, like the shotgunners, people in my group, you know, buy tickets for them to get them educated as to what gun ownership in New Jersey is really like, and that, yes, they're going to come after your double barrel shotgun.
Correct. You know, like you guys that belong to Central Jersey or Old Bridge, why don't you buy 10 tickets and give them to the elders at your club or give them to the board members of
the
your
board
club.
Members. Right, exactly.
You know the cranky guy at the range all the time? Yeah. Give them 2 tickets.
Yeah.
Give him 2 tickets and tell him that he should come and check out this event.
Right. Great
and
idea.
And let them see. And you know what? After you hear Bach and everybody else talk about what we're facing with Phil Murphy, it might wake some of them up. They might go back to their club and go, oh, shit.
Right.
You know, and if you're a range, if you're a gun store, if you're an accessory person, Cerakoting, anything else you do, anybody who's in the gun industry in New Jersey, if you're not exhibiting there.
You're a fool.
Or you're not a sponsor. I don't even want to know you exist.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Well, you're foolish. You're a very bad business person.
Yeah. I don't even want to know you exist anymore. And I'm going to be checking that list twice. I'm going to be like the anti-Santa Claus here. Okay? And if you're not on that list that John Willett gives me as it gets closer and closer, I'm going to start calling people out because there's a lot of people that take up a lot of my time. They email me questions and stuff, and they're business owners and everything, and we get back to them and we show them respect. And if they can't be a part of this movement, then I really don't want, I'm going to have to call them out. So get ready for some public embarrassment. I like that.
I like that, too.
Yeah. So I really think we need to get band together. So NJSafeCon.net, Sandy and I are going to be there. I mean, everybody should be there. You know, then we have like we have this, the NRA reps are all out all over the state right now. And if you go on NRA Frontlines, you'll see where they are. There's an NRA Frontlines app that's really great. Mark Cheeseman just got on board. He's pitching the NRA and the Frontline everywhere they're going to be. Keep it up, Mark. You know, Mark, like me, we have to eat our words sometimes. We don't like the way they taste, but we eat them. But we all know how serious it is that we have to get Kim Godano in. And also for you outliers there, Pennsylvania is not going to be an escape for you.
No, if
you don't have a job opportunity in Houston or Florida or something, then you better get your shit together and help support us, all right? Even Florida just had a judge rule that their the ground law was unconstitutional.
Right.
So you would think a stalwart state like Florida, who started the non-resident carry permits in 1986.
No, but it was, Amp, but you just said, it's all the, if you go to Florida, nobody from there is from there.
Correct.
It's just like
Did
Charleston.
Did you turn the light out?
Yeah. It's amazing because you get states even like South Carolina and Charleston now. There are 154 people apparently a day moving into Charleston. Most of them are from the Northeast, bringing their Northeast mentalities, their Northeast bias toward guns and everything else with them.
You're right. You know, it's a problem because they knocked down the Stand Your Ground law because of George Zimmerman when he murdered Trayvon Martin. And I hate that they use that case because that case should not be applied here.
No, not at all.
Because Zimmerman is an asshole.
Right.
Okay, and Zimmerman never should have got out of his car when the police told him. He should have stood his ground in the car until bona fide police officers came.
Right, but he wanted to be a cop.
Yes.
He would have pretend he was a cop.
Correct.
And that's what he does. You're
and
absolutely
I've said,
right.
I've caught shit from people for this, but I don't care.
No.
The second he got out of that car and went up to that kid.
That was wrong.
I'm sorry. The kid's in a strange neighborhood. He's at his father's house, got a hoodie on. He's a black kid. He's approached by a white, Spanish, Jewish, Protestant, whatever he is. They got in each other's face. Tempers are going to flare. Zimmerman murdered that kid.
Absolutely.
And then we just lose the Stand Your Ground law in Pennsylvania. Now I don't want to move there. Now I'm moving to Wyoming.
Wyoming people should be happy to hear that.
Wyoming, yeah.
Where is Wyoming? Quick.
I don't know. Next to Toronto.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator. This year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shitbags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shitbags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shitbags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you four additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and four specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
So, you know, Scott Bach's petition is here. Scott is, his NRA website is Bach, B-I-O, BachBio.com. And you could stop down and sign his petition. We got about 30 pages signed already. I don't even know how many he needs, 700 or whatever. But we definitely still need Scott, executive director, ANJRPC, NRA board member. I was appointed to three NRA committees.
That's great.
Education and training, clubs and associations, and range development, which I think is good. I almost got on public affairs. Moron, imagine.
Oh, that would have been a problem.
Oh, my God, imagine. Pete Brownell called me up. He called other people, did his due diligence. He's the elected president for a two-year term. And he liked that I was a team player. He liked that I held no punches when he interviewed me. Then he did due diligence with a few other people. And I have an unprecedented three appointments and not a board member.
Wow,
most non-board
good. Yeah.
members have one or two appointments.
Right.
So I think it's pretty cool. I'm going to try to help out as much as we can. I'm going to sit in on other committees, too, and try to wake Jersey up. But again, we have first time ever the NRA has boots on the ground here besides Darren Goins and Scott Bach and Christian Regasta. We have Ricardo and another one. It's either Melissa or Michelle. I'm not sure. But we have all these people now canvassing the state, stopping at clubs, associations,
and
everything.
What are they doing exactly?
They're notifying people on the issues. They're showing people where they can register to vote. They're explaining, like Phil Murphy's stance, not only on guns but taxes and how it will, like, they're going to these small clubs and showing people, like, the Sporting Clays clubs and everything, and showing them how Phil Murphy will be closing their place down.
Yeah.
And, they're just trying to get them out there. We've never had this before. So
yeah.
I invited them all on the show. They have to get permission from an NRA. Obviously, our show is kind of, they're afraid.
Edgy.
And I understand that. So, Darren gets
our
permission.
Our show is edgy because it's the number one free
yes.
show. And that's why it's the number one show, because it's edgy.
I know. And the NRA is afraid. After I had that problem with Darren a few years back and Chuck Cunningham calling me and yelling at me and me calling him up and yelling at him at NRA Isla. obviously they have a bad taste in their mouth a little bit about this. So it's okay. I understand. But Darren comes on, you know,
yeah,
which
Darren's
is good.
He's
our lobbyist.
Yeah,
and, you know, Scott Bach comes on, which is good. But I asked these guys, they're going to keep sending me readers to read from now until November of stuff that's going on in the state. So just a couple of things. I got some letters, but your wife has a show now.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a gerontologist. She's doing a radio show, a national radio show for children of aging parents. Because
children of aging parents. I'm a child of aging parents.
Yeah, and you know how hard it is, or it can be.
My mother's head is 2 degrees harder than the hardest element on the Rockwell scale.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so and the Rockwell scale is the scale of hardness, okay?
Yeah.
And diamond would be the hardest. My mother's is 2 steps harder than that. So... So what? How can we find it? And I want to be on it.
She asked if he would be.
I want to be on it because, you know, refuse to be a victim. We deal with how to deal with the elderly and preventing them from being victims of crimes and scams.
Which is important, I think. You know, she finds the fact that, I mean, she deals mostly with the fact that, you know, as a gerontologist, she deals obviously with the health of people. But she deals mostly with people who are outside of the area of their parents. We all moved away from them. Many of us moved away from our parents. Not like it was when we were kids, when you basically just moved down the street. The show is called Parents Are Hard to Raise, and you can find it on Apple, iTunes.
Parents Are Hard to Raise.
Yeah. And it's parentsarehardtoraise.org is the website.
Parentsarehardtoraise.org. You know, Parents Are Hard to Raise sounds like a Sam Clemenson quote, like a Mark Twain quote.
Yeah.
That's something Mark Twain would
say. Probably would, yeah.
Twain said that when he was 18 years old, he moved out of the house. He could not believe how stupid his parents were. When he moved back in at 22, he could not believe how smart they had become.
Yeah, that's very true.
Okay, because he learned his lessons. We all did that.
To that, yeah.
So parentsarehardtoraise.com.
Dot org.
And it's a podcast. It's on
iTunes.
Yeah,
it's podcasting also, so
everything.
It'll be on Google Play and Apple iTunes.
I want to be on. Set it up.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to talk about dealing with the elderly.
And it's kind of lighthearted, and because it's a serious subject, you know. And she said, you know, when she was approached about it, she said, "I'll do it, but I don't want to do it the typical type of stuff. I want to do, you know, some."
I have some good tips too, because with all surveillance cameras and all the public bus stops and Greyhound and train stations, it's very hard to granny dump now.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I might have some good tips for you. For you youngsters, you don't know what granny dump it is. You got grandma who has dementia and she's in a wheelchair, and you drive 2 states away and you leave her in a bus station with no identification.
You think he's kidding. This actually happens.
I'm serious.
All the time.
It's called granny dumping.
Yeah, and
you know, she ends up in a state home or something, and
she's
no burden to the family anymore.
They push her up to the emergency room in a wheelchair with a note pinned on.
The Eskimos used to do it with an ice flow.
Yeah,
you know,
we have no ice
now
flow.
Now we have granny dumping. So I could probably offer some tips if you were contemplating granny dumping, because if surveillance cameras catches you, you're probably going to get her back.
Right, you're probably
okay, I can help
prevent
get her back.
That. Yeah, you can help her.
So parentsarehardtoraise.org.
Parentsarehardtoraise.org.
Yeah. I want to be on the show. Sorry, did I add that? I'm sorry.
We will arrange that.
She's probably
that,
not going to
sure.
cover granny dumping.
No, she, right. She is now. She doesn't know it, but you can bring it up.
Real quick, letter from Andrew. Hi, fellas. So I seem to recall a few shows ago, or maybe it was more, you were discussing Build Your Own AR, and someone was questioning the legality. The reason I bring this up is that I once came across a defense distributed ghost gunner CNC milling machine. Would the use of this machine to manufacture my AR be legal in New Jersey? P.S.
Ooh.
Anthony, if you read this on the air, maybe don't mention my last name. No problem, Andrew Smith. Okay? It's not his last name. Ha ha.
John Smith's
So I sent it to Evan Knappen. Knappen said, no good. Even making one receiver can make you an unlicensed manufacturer under New Jersey law. So when we build an AR, it's different, gentlemen. Our customer orders the receiver here, and it comes in, and we do a 4473, and we transfer it to them. And then they're just adding parts to that receiver and personalizing their gun.
Right.
If you have a machine shop or an 80% lower, you are now an unlicensed manufacturer, which is a felony in New Jersey, okay? So please remember that. Now, 2 days ago, I'm walking the aisles of Gun for Hire, and who do I see? One of our perennial guests, Rhiannon.
Oh, really?
Yes, who's always here at the diversity shoot.
Yep.
Normally, when I look up in a camera, I see her alone. She's lugging all kinds of stuff in and out by herself. She shoots, she gets her stress relief, and she leaves. I saw she was with another lady, so I saw them on the way out. And here's her email. Good afternoon, Anthony and Sandy. Today, I had the pleasure of bringing a new shooter with me to Gun for Hire. A couple of months ago, a new girl started working with me. After getting to know each other and learning of each other's political views, it was soon clear to me that this 19-year-old international affairs major had formed some opinionated biases against my most favorite hobby. As much as words can be used to persuade a debate opponent, I decided it would be easier and more enlightening to show her what I love about my Second Amendment freedoms. She agreed to join me for an hour at the range, after I promised she would not be forced to try anything she was uncomfortable with. I knew I could count on the staff here for the right kind of experience, from the concierge desk to the RSOs. It only took 1 hour in one port to change one mind.
Oh, that's great.
Okay? I know that if the topic of the Second Amendment arises while she's off to college, I have done my best to give her a positive experience to relate to her peers. She arrived, at best, skeptical of scary guns, and in under 1 hour was happily shooting my new AR. Changing one mind at a time, Rhiannon. You are the best. If you and your friend want to come on the show, send us an email. I'd love to have her on.
Yeah.
Sandy talks about it all the time. Each one, reach one. I hope you got a poker chip for bringing her in, Rhiannon, because you are a member, and everybody that is a member and brings somebody in gets a poker chip, and they're going to be used for fabulous prizes.
Fabulous prizes.
When Mount Gunmore opens
right,
next
behind
door.
Behind door number one.
Is that not phenomenal?
That's
I
fantastic.
Greeted them as they yeah. were leaving, and I said, welcome to the family. Hi. She looked like, you know, she was a little drained, because it's a scary experience. But what Rhiannon's doing, so many of our other listeners and so many other people out there do it.
Yeah.
You know what, Rhiannon, if she's not back in school yet, bring her to SafeCon.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
You know?
Yeah.
That would be a beautiful thing. Roger Garrett, maybe I'll get to you next week. But I'll plug you, purelywater.com. How's that? I hope that makes everything
That's right,
better.
Purelywater.com.
NJSafeCon.net. And Sandy's wife's show is...
ParentsAreHardToRaise.org.
ParentsAreHardToRaise.org. When I'm on the show, we're going to discuss countermeasures for granny dumping. Okay. Di is going to be the other side, and I'm going to be going over countermeasures.
You're going to do the positive side of it, right?
We have one slot left for Masad Ayoub, Mag 40
wow.
at South Jersey, August 3rd to August 6th. Psychology and Firearms is right around the corner, July 23rd, Sunday, Dr. Pirelli. Please come down and check it out. Thank you all. I am out.
You out?
I'm out.
You didn't drop the mic.
Anyone but Murphy. Kim Godano for governor.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, looks like the clock on the wall says it all, guys. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Remember, it is a pivotal point in New Jersey here for gun rights. You need to reach out to everyone you know, gun owners included, because not all of us are on the same page here, obviously, in New Jersey. Anthony says it, best anybody but Murphy. Very, very important to try to get everybody out. And if anybody's got any ideas of what to do, including how to market against them with taxes, please let us know. You might even be able to come on the show. Winston, it's about time for you to wake up now and say goodbye to everybody else on the program. Winston, boy. All right, we love you guys. We will see you again next week. ParentsAreHardToRaise.org, just for my wife.